Administration plans to round up, jail even more election critics. By Jose Nino. 3 years have gone by since the January 6, 2021, storming of the U.S. Capitol. Thus far, over 1,250 individuals have been charged with crimes connected to January 6. These crimes span from being on the premises of the Capitol without authorization, assaulting law enforcement officers, to seditious conspiracy. For his part, Joe Biden celebrated the imprisonment of January 6 prisoners during a speech where he lamented the third anniversary of the storming of the Capitol. Collectively, to date, they, January 6 protesters, have been sentenced to more than 840 years in prison, he stated. And what has Trump done? Instead of calling them criminals, he's called these insurrectionists patriots. And he promised to pardon them if he returns to office, he continued. For the D.C. swamp dwellers, the January 6 protesters have not been punished hard enough. Which is why the Biden regime promised to continue tracking and convicting individuals who allegedly ran afoul of the law on January 6. Yes, that means persecuting individuals who did not even enter the Capitol building or weren't on the Capitol grounds that day. Attorney General Merrick Garland has gotten on board this campaign to drop the hammer not only on January 6 protesters but also individuals who weren't present at the Capitol. We have initiated prosecutions and secured convictions across a wide range of criminal conduct on January 6, as well as in the days and weeks leading up to the attack, Garland announced in a speech on January 5. Matthew Graves, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, has also jumped on the anti-Jan. 6 bandwagon. Graves served as a campaign advisor for Biden in his 2020 presidential campaign. He was subsequently appointed by Biden to serve as U.S. Attorney for D.C. in November 2021. Since then, he has presided over the DOJ's wide-ranging criminal investigation into January 6. Like most of his colleagues in the D.C. swamp, Graves provided an exaggerated account of what took place on January 6. On January 6, 2021, the United States lost control of the grounds around its capital and most of the capital itself, Graves said during an address he delivered from his office on January 4. In scenes reminiscent of a medieval battle, officers engaged in hand-to-hand combat with members of the invading force. He recently announced that the Department of Justice had so far concentrated its prosecutorial efforts on the individuals who entered the Capitol or were engaged in violent activities inside of the building or within its proximity. We have used our prosecutorial discretion to primarily focus on those who enter the building or those who engaged in violent or corrupt conduct on Capitol grounds, Graves stated. However, only focusing on the individuals who were present at the Capitol on January 6 is not enough for a power-hungry prosecutor like Graves. He is now launching an investigation into individuals not present at the Capitol building, vowing to eventually prosecute them. But if a person knowingly entered a restricted area without authorization, they have already committed a federal crime, he continued. Make no mistake, thousands of people occupied an area that they were not authorized to be present in. For those with short-term memory, Graves is a consummate proponent of anarcho-tyranny. During a testimony he gave before Congress in 2023, Graves revealed that his office had dropped all charges against the leftist rioters that brought about mayhem across D.C. following the death of George Floyd in the summer of 2020. He went as far to declare that January 6 was the largest single-day mass assault of law enforcement in our nation's history. Yet, when BLM went on an anti-white Saturnalia in the summer of Floyd, Graves let countless leftist goons go free. Graves' behavior embodies the ruling class's mindset of anarcho-tyranny, where real criminals receive light punishment or are even allowed to go back on the streets, while the law-abiding are unjustifiably persecuted and punished for the pettiest of crimes or even non-crimes. Overall, the D.C. ruling class despises the rule of law. Since the election of Donald Trump in 2016, the D.C. ruling class has shown its true tyrannical colors. The events of January 6, 2021, only further stoked their paranoia, as politicians, prosecutors, and judges are looking for every avenue to punish January 6 protesters and the broader nationalist right, which is perceived as an existential threat to the prevailing political order. The U.S. is in a post-constitution phase of its history where its leaders have very little regard for political norms. If right-wing activists can't adapt to this new political reality, they will be crushed like insects. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Nino Unfiltered on soupstck.com.